Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another live episode of the Format Podcast. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, appreciate you joining. Got a pretty interesting episode here today. Going to talk about some pretty interesting topics, mostly NBA, and then we're going to get to a little NFL at the end. Going to hit on this Michael Jordan couldn't go left and we done with the 80s nonsense. Definitely going to talk about that. Going to talk about Kevin Durant passing Shaquille O'Neal on the all-time scoring list and where that has his legacy. I'm going to talk about this new Mind the Game podcast with LeBron James and man, what's my man's name? Dang, I totally forgot. But the Mind the Game podcast that LeBron James has with JJ Redick. There we go. And of course, we're going to talk about Caleb Williams and the fact that he's almost certainly the number one overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. But before we get to all that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in. Next up, Kevin Durant, one of the smoothest offensive players I've ever seen. I think the dude is, I think he's special. And he, what was it? Not last night, the night before, Thursday night, passed Shaquille O'Neal on the all-time scoring list. He's now eighth all-time. And so this starts bringing up interesting questions. Where should we rank Kevin Durant? What should his legacy be? Where should he be? I heard somebody say he's better than Kobe. I heard someone say he's the second best player of all time after LeBron James. Absolute absurdity if you ask me, but you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I've heard it say that, and this is Isaiah Thomas, the great Isaiah Thomas, the legendary Isaiah Thomas, saying that that Kevin Durant saved the Warriors' legacy when he went there in 2017. So definitely, want to get into that a little bit. Okay, give me a second here. Sorry for the holdup. Willie Williams, there's a number for you, 904-219-8264. 904-219-8264. We'll take your call, and then we'll go ahead and get into Kevin Durant passing Shaq on the all-time scoring list and kind of what are your thoughts. While we wait for that call in, G, what are your thoughts on Kevin Durant in terms of passing Shaq on the all-time scoring list? What do you think of when you see this guy? What do you think his legacy should be, et cetera?
No doubt KD is a bucket, right? But mm-hmm. he would still have some time to go if Shaq didn't blow 5,000 free throws, right? and if he had a three. So comparing those two is good. They both tremendous scores. Mm-hmm. KD is definitely a killer. And he's one of my DMV brethren too as well. So come to think about it, like there's a lot of my favorite players. They all from the DMV. Iverson being one, Melo, KD. And so he's going to continue to pass those players on the list for scoring because that's just what he does. Mm-hmm. He gets it done. He's much like the Joker. He can put the ball in the hoop and from anywhere. So it's good, mm-hmm. good to watch him play. Two totally different types of buckets, though. I mean, mm-hmm. Shaq is all interior. So to me, his points, they count a little bit more when you breaking hide rolls, doing it, and you know, and kicking them under the hide rolls, tearing it down, and then they develop a hack of Shaq, which stops the game. But the 5,000 free throws, probably would have brought him a little bit more time, but he would have eventually surpassed that as well.
I think for me, part of that thing is it's interesting when you compare, obviously, perimeter players, It's interesting to me when you compare perimeter players with like centers and down low guys, because those guys don't get the opportunity, especially when Shaq played, to shoot. They didn't get the opportunity to shoot three-pointers. And so obviously three-pointers make a whole lot of difference when you look at those career point totals. And that becomes problematic, I think. And so if I play a career, and not saying that Kevin Durant is not impressive, but if I play a career and I'm shooting from all over, I'm shooting threes and stuff like that, and then you look at me, Shaq, and I'm never shooting them. For instance, it's the same argument with LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think he made one three in his entire career, and half of his career, they didn't even have the three-point line, right? When did he come in the league? He came into the league in, I believe, 1969. They didn't get the three-point line until 1979. So the first half of his career, there were no threes. So how can we say, you know, LeBron James is the greatest scorer of all time when he played his entire career with threes, and the guy whose record he just broke didn't have them for half of his career? And so I think it's just kind of a similar thing when you compare Shaq and Kevin Durant. Now, does Kevin Durant have a greater offensive skill set? Of course he does. No one's going to argue that. Like, we saw the clips. That dude is smooth. He can hit you from mid-range. He's deadly from mid-range. He can hit you from three. He can put it on the ground and go right past you. He is a guy who really and truly is he's in love with the craft of being a great basketball player, great offensive player. And there's no doubt about it. But yes, he passed Shaq, and the numbers are the numbers. But is it that much more impressive? I don't know. So that's something that we have to take into account. Is he a better player all time than Shaq? No, I don't think so. I don't know too many people who know the game of basketball that if you say, okay, you got Shaq and you got Kevin Durant to start a franchise, prime Shaq, of course, and prime Kevin Durant, which way are you going? I don't know too many people who are going to say Kevin Durant, right? I mean, would you? Maybe I'm wrong.
Depends on what era. This era, definitely. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about dominating the boards, dominating the interior, I'm going with Shaq. Shaq used his shoulders. Kevin Durant doesn't have one. They both 7-footers, if I'm not mistaken. So it's two different types, two different styles of basketball.
Okay. So, yeah, it is two different types of basketball. And even in this era, here's the deal, right? Sometimes you got to zig where other people zag, right? So if I have Shaq, he's unstoppable down low. There's nobody in today's game that's Embiid, that's Jokic, that's whoever, that's going to be able to deal with him, correct? Nobody. And he's going to foul out your entire front line, correct?
Yep.
So why wouldn't I take advantage of that and dominate with him? It's very simple. Go ahead.
It depends on what era, right? Like, now, if
I'm talking about right now, I'm talking about today.
Oh, today with Shaq?
Yeah, if you take 2000 to 2004 Shaq, and or even if you put 1993 to 1996 Shaq and you bring him in today's era, destructive nuclear weapon.
No question.
Nobody can deal with that dude.
No question.
And so, you know, I'm totally lost on, you know, this thing of, and again, this is not at all a shot at Shaquille O'Neal. I'm sorry, Kevin Durant, because I got love for him. I think he's super smooth, and I love the fact that he's super dedicated to his craft. I think that's awesome. But when you get down to it, man, give me Shaq, because there's nothing anyone can do with him. Now, as good as Kevin Durant is, we saw 2 years ago in the playoffs, we saw the Boston Celtics lock him up. Did we not?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right, and all they were doing was giving him a taste of the defense that he would have got back in the day. And he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it.
But how many games have we seen end with by free throws? Right? Like, you don't see a lot of games in this era end by with free throws at the free throw line. You just don't. Like, it just doesn't happen. Matter of fact, they don't even call fouls at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you incorporate Shaq in a close game, and you'll see. I just think it'll end differently in this era. Now, if you put KD in prime his era, that's a different player. Mm-hmm. Or it's not, right? Because he has the same attributes as what's my guy from Houston? Tracy McGrady, right? Maybe a better perimeter shooter, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. same attributes, same build, and everything. And so he's an offensive tear.
Okay. So let me make a quick interjection here. I see some of you guys are trying to call in. I apologize. It seems something wrong with the line here. I'm going to have to get that fixed for next week, but I do really appreciate you guys sticking with me and trying to call in. So thanks for that. Somebody said, I don't remember Kobe breaking ankles. Just go check YouTube. Kobe was a problem with the ball handling. He was nasty. Anyway, well, he was nasty pretty much everything. But anyway, the point is this. Back to Kevin Durant. And again, I'm not I want to make this clear again that I'm not at all trying to take shots at KD because I do think he's a problem. But let's go to the next part of this. And I talked about this on a different show. And I think, did we talk about this last week, G? Isaiah Thomas saying that Kevin Durant saved the Warriors' legacy. I think we did, right?
Yeah.
So what I think is interesting, a lot of people feel that way. What about the flip side of this? Maybe the Warriors saved Kevin Durant's legacy. No one brings that up, right? Because if they don't allow him to come in there, be that nuclear weapon and do what he does, Kevin Durant probably still wouldn't have a championship to this day. And people are going to say, well, you're assuming that he wouldn't have a championship. Yes, I'm assuming that based on the empirical evidence that he's been on, what, four franchises now. And the only one on which he's been able to win a championship was what? The Golden State Warriors. So he's been other places. He's had great teammates. It's not like he's been on bad teams and he hasn't been able to get it done. So I think I think that's really interesting. Jakari, I think you're right on that. You're probably the first person of your generation that I heard actually say this. He's saying, Jakari says, if anything, going to the Warriors hurt Kevin Durant's legacy. And I actually believe that. Yes, he's a two-time champion. He's a two-time finals MVP. And he got busy. Yeah, exactly. Best comment you ever made, Jakari. He did lose respect from Hoopers. I agree with that. Because the fact that, one, you went to the team that just smoked you, and two, you go there, you win, and then you say, well, oh, I love this beautiful brand of basketball we're playing. But then it's, oh, I don't want to stay here because this is Steph's team and I don't think I'll ever get the love that I want here. And then you move on. And since you moved on, you haven't been able to get it done. That's problematic for me. And that's what we call empirical evidence. What's up, TB? Thank you for coming back around. I saw you a couple shows back. Thanks for stopping in. Now, there you go. You got it. Michael Jordan is the most influential player in NBA history, period. No question about that. And if there's any question about that, let's take this interesting factoid into account, right? Let's take this. Michael Jordan still sells more sneakers and hasn't played in 20 years, right? 20 years, G? 20 years. Has not played in 20 years, still sells more sneakers than every other NBA player combined. I mean, come on, man. Come on. It's that simple. It's that simple. So, you know, the influence is there. Also, we see the guy who most people regard as one of the greatest players of all time, Kobe. We see that. I mean, the influence is there. We heard Allen Iverson earlier. I wanted to be dominant like Shaq. I wanted to shoot like Bird. I wanted to pass like Magic, be fast like Isaiah. But man, I want to be like Mike. And quick side note, when we talk about be like Mike, that is one of the most iconic ad campaigns ever. Am I right, G? Or am I just making that up? That Gatorade be like Mike? Now, if you're too young and you don't remember that, go look it up on YouTube. You might even think, oh, that's corny or whatever. But Be Like Mike is one of the most iconic and influential and successful ad campaigns of all time. I'm not just saying that. Shaq, Steph, and AI changed the game just as much. So Shaq is not particularly influential. He was just super dominant, right? You can't say that Shaq was super influential in terms of changing the game because there's never been another player outside of maybe Wilt who could do what he could do or had the physical stature that he had to be able to do it. And when he played against Olajuwon, as great as he was, he got his butt handed to him. So, yeah, not quite. But nice try, though, young fella. If you want to say Steph, I got you. Super influential. If you want to say Allen Iverson, super influential. But if Allen Iverson was influenced by Michael Jordan, then, yeah, no. But anyway, yes, that's correct. This is a great point right here. This is a great point. At one point, Michael Jordan was arguably the most popular person on the planet next to Michael Jackson. And that was before the internet. That's a great point. I hadn't even thought about that. Gee, remember the Dream Team, right?
Yeah.
This is 1992. The reason that the world is now beating the United States consistently in international basketball is because of the Dream Team headlined by Michael Jordan. The reason Isaiah Thomas is still hurt because he's not on that team is because of Michael Jordan. That is power and that is influence. He's that dude. He's clearly the most influential basketball player of all time. Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of the Dream Team, did you see the starting five for the future Olympic team?
No, I haven't. Who is it?
So they has Steph at the one, Tatum at the two, LeBron at the three, KD at the four, and I believe it was Embiid at the five.
That's interesting that you put KD at the four.
It was a little different because then they had Holiday? Drew Holiday at the six coming off the bench. So I don't know. I'm sure they're still working it out, and it could have been fake news, but that looks like that's
going to be that sounds about right. That sounds about right. Look at TB. This is a great comment. Everybody is the Michael Jordan of. If you're the greatest at your sport, you're the Michael Jordan of. That's a great point. Patrick Mahomes, Ali, Tiger Woods. Yeah. Mayweather, Williams. Is absolutely great point. Great point.
That's definitely deep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Oh, here we go, right? There we go. Tom Brady said he was trying to catch Michael Jordan. And Tom Brady is arguably, you know, the greatest ever in his sport. And he said he was trying to catch Michael Jordan. But anyway, so I do think it's interesting that everyone is so quick to say that KD saved the Warriors' legacy. But I actually think it's the reverse because we didn't see that.